The Eau Claire Express had a solid first half of the Northwoods League baseball season this year at 19-17. They're even better in the second at 14-9. The three-time divisional champions are within sight of another playoff spot this year. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you very much for stopping by, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more anytime at WWIB.com. Express outfielder Brock Burton, sophomore from Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, Arizona, is hitting .230 with 20 RBIs and in 41 games for the Express this year, and he is with me on the show today. Brock, welcome. Talk to me about the Express season so far, will you?
So it's just been a long summer. Been here since May 31st. Getting to meet the guys has been awesome. You know, as we go through the season, there's just been different faces, guys leaving, new guys coming in. That's the beauty of summer ball, is just getting to meet new guys and getting to play baseball and ask questions about how they go about their business and learning new things. And the second half has been going well for us. So I'm just excited for these last 14 games and hopefully make a push to the playoffs.
Yeah, this is your first year with the club. What are your impressions of the organization and the community here?
Yeah, I think it's been awesome. Eau Claire has been a great town to just get to do a lot of things, and my host family's been awesome, and Dale Varsho, the head coach, has been nothing but great to me and taught me new things about the game. If I get a chance to come back next year, I'd love to. Eau Claire is kind of home to me now. So
good. So tell me what you've learned from Dale so far. In what ways have you seen your game develop this summer, Brock?
I think it's more like just helping me at the plate. Just being more smart about the game and kind of understanding what the pitcher's going to throw in certain situations, and you know, just having a good idea of how he's going to attack me, and so that's something that Varsho has just been helping me out with, and it's been good. It's been good.
So you mentioned guys are coming and going all summer long with this revolving door. How do you find continuity and, you know, a sense of team cohesion down there?
So it's just, I mean, at first, when you first meet these guys, it's just kind of a, kind of figuring out how people are and who they are and trying to make some friends. And then as you get down towards the end of the season, it becomes more of a, like a brotherhood. You just get really close to these guys because you're with them every day on long bus rides and all that stuff. So, like I said earlier, like, it's just been an absolute blast to get to know some of these guys that hopefully I'll be in touch with for a lot of years down the road.
Mm-hmm. You guys are working to secure a playoff spot this year. How's the team responding to that challenge?
Yeah, we feel pretty good about it. We're all trying to get a championship ring, so I think we're just playing aggressive, and our pitching has been awesome as of late. And so we just keep playing the game, try to play great defense, because playing great defense will always keep us in the games. And then we're just trying to be smart baseball players. And if we can just get away with a win each and every day, makes a big difference down the road. So,
hey, you've been there for just about 2 months. What's been the highlights for you so far with the Express?
That's a tough question, because there's been a lot of good moments. I would say, you know, just the 4th of July game was awesome. My family got to come in town, and a lot of people got to go to the game, fireworks after the game. So that was a good time.
Yeah, you said you have a connection with family in Minnesota. Hopefully they made the trip over to watch you play, too. You are with Grand Canyon University College Ball there in the Phoenix area. How did you and the Express get together?
So in October, in fall ball, I just was talking to my assistant coach, and he said, "Hey, how do you feel about going to Eau Claire and playing with the Express in the Northwoods League?" And I was like, "Yeah, sounds great to me." So after our season was over, I packed up and headed on my way over here. So it just kind of worked out, and It's been nothing but awesome, and I'm glad I got to come.
Good. Well, tell us about your college program there at GCU, the Antelopes. Give us an idea of what's going on down there with the program.
They just changed to D1 about 6 years ago, and 2 years ago was the first year that we could be playoff eligible, and we were the 1 seed going into our conference tournament. Didn't end up winning it, but each and every year we just get more and more competitive and get a lot of good recruits. And Andy Stankiewicz is awesome. He's by far one of my favorite coaches of all time. And it's just a really cool dynamic over there because he just teaches ball the right way. And you can just tell, like, everybody who goes into that program leaves a better person, a better man, and a better baseball player. So you can't ask for much more than that.
Yeah. Andy's a great guy. Committed Christian's been on the show several times in the past. Long time major leaguer. So it's got to be something special for you to play for him, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's something that I try not to take for granted because I know when I leave GCU that I'm going to miss having him as my coach and having him around me every day.
All right, Brock Burton, the outfielder with the Eau Claire Express out of Desert Vista High in Phoenix. And let's plan on getting together next time with you, Brock, and talk more about baseball, summer baseball with the Express, and have you express your love for the Lord, too. I appreciate you taking the time today. God bless you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.